Going out to Doreen Levy for bringing his hits news at 1. And it's time for Candid on the Afternoon Definition. Big thank you going out to Betway. Get way more. Now, the conversation we're going to have is a bit sensitive. We always, you know, play around with those things. And even I was talking to my DJ, say, oh, sometimes the men would say it, but they'll say it in passing like a joke. Yeah, some more. That shows how we pay little attention to men and their emotions and whatever they have to deal with. But I'm asking, why does society always downplay it when a man gets sexually abused or sexually harassed? Why do society do that? Why do we take it for granted? Why do we even laugh about it? Why is it difficult for men to go and oh, God. But who is disputing the fact that you said that Martin just walked in and then brought a whole bunch of chaos and then now people are laughing at him? You see, you don't say it well. We are live. We're almost live on Facebook. Hits 103.9. Share your thoughts. So that's why does society downplay it? Martin, if you say something that's out of this thing, Ibrade. Send your thoughts to us 054-884-103 and ask the society, why do we downplay it when men come to the fore and say they've been, you know, sexually abused or harassed? Share your thoughts with us 054-884-1039. 054-884-1039. Our social media handles at Hits1039. We're live on Facebook. Martin, how are you? Ooh, Martin, take it off, please. Thank you so much. Can I have that, please? I'm sorry about the feedback to our listeners. We're live on Facebook. Martin almost tore our earbuds, ear and tins out of the place. Martin, how are you?
I'm good now.
Everything fine?
Yeah, everything is good.
I overheard you saying you've been raped twice. What kind of lie is that?
Oh, it's true. I was forced. The first one, I was dragged. Then the second one, I was forced.
Is this a joke or this is serious?
No, it's true. It's true.
You see why we don't take it serious? Because we are laughing about it.
Oh... It was a happy rape. Why would I run away from a beautiful rape?
I get you. I understand Noella now. That's what we're arguing this morning about it. And then she made some really, you know, salient points. And I was thinking, is it true? And then he is sitting there playing with this. And I won't take it serious. What is this? I didn't catch him.
Never take them serious unless they are minors. Minus,
no, you need. We need to have this conversation.
I think that's how you go.
Please, we're live on Facebook. Yeah. There's been a lot of back and forth in the production here. Myself, Noella, Mr. Hagler. We had a deep conversation about this and a lot of things that I learned. Now, I would love that the men, you know, send us a message and let us know why do society downplay it. Men are human beings just like the way women are. And I feel that it's time we took that serious. 054-884-1039. 054-884-1039. Our social media handles at Hits1039. We're live on Facebook right now. Martin.
Hi.
Let's be serious. Okay, share your thoughts with us.
Mm-hmm. So, it's sad, yeah, but...
But you're laughing.
No, but it's true. I was raped.
Wow.
At what age?
27.
Hey. Was it by an older woman or something?
No. She was my girlfriend by then. I wasn't ready and she raped me.
Damn it, this is so hard to believe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm finding it very hard to believe it. No, don't play.
No, I wasn't ready. I wasn't in the mood.
You weren't in the mood.
Yes.
But so then what happened?
And she put something in my drink. So
do you have evidence? Is there proof
that
she put something in your drink?
Yes.
And you still remember that you were tipsy?
Oh yeah, I remember.
Uh huh.
And how she undressed me and all that. I remember. It was you see, the point is that when she started with the raping, I was okay. But I just couldn't say stop. Because at that point, it was a beautiful rape.
No, but you see, let me stop you there. No, Martin. No.
Not in
Martin,
Ghana here.
Martin, stop there. Because there are people who have actually experienced these things and it's a no laughing matter.
Please.
And nobody calls it... You're being insensitive to people who have actually been through it.
Unless as Noella said, unless the person is a minor...
So what you said wasn't true.
As I was raped, but I enjoyed the rape. I was forced. I wasn't.
No, I'm still trying to help you out because you're going to do something. People come after you because people have.
Because I was raped and I enjoyed it.
Wait, no. Sexual harassment is different from rape, right?
Yeah, it's a very sensitive thing. Oh, this is a very sensitive thing.
Sexual harassment.
So I'm trying to make you realize that it's a
very. I was harassed.
Martin. Martin, let's be serious. It's a very serious thing. It's a very serious thing that people have been through, both men and women. Let's not play with it.
Okay. Let's be serious.
Okay.
As a man.
Yes.
You see, for a man to come and tell me that he has been raped.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bro.
What are we suffering for? No, what am I suffering for?
Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Wake up at dawn to come to work to make some coins.
Mm-hmm.
For who?
The women.
Apart from my kids, the rest are for them.
Coochie. You get it?
So for a woman to force me and sleep with me.
So you won't believe your friend if they came to you and said something like that, like, you know, being dragged and then the woman took advantage and everything.
Which of them?
We love it.
The friends I have, including Fly.
Hold on. So let's say you're like a 25-year-old, you're an adult, right?
Yeah.
And then there's this woman who's like 45. She's been checking you out. And then, allow me to even end.
Okay, finish.
She's been checking me out. And then she, I don't know, for some reason we have like a meeting or something.
Uh-huh.
A very innocent meeting. And then she spikes my drink.
Yeah.
Just to get me into
the mood.
In the mood. Mm-hmm. Like, just have me have, like, just half control of myself, right? Mm-hmm. I'm aware of what is happening, but I can't really do anything to change it.
Mm-hmm.
She has her way with me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not rape?
It's not rape.
How is it not rape?
It's
the way
not
you
rape.
Said it, she has a way with me.
So you got an erection.
Yes. That one is just me. It's just my body.
It's your body. It's
my body responding to the things.
I'm sorry.
The areas that my organ is going.
No, it's not rape.
How is it not rape?
Because
I did not consent to that.
If you didn't consent,
Leave the room. I think we are moving out of the...
Look at the premise.
Wait, Fly. I think we are moving out...
in control of my body.
Wait, guys, listen. Please, let me come in here. I think we are moving a little bit from the topic. It's sexual abuse. But let me use what Fly said.
Uh-huh.
Is that sexual abuse or rape?
Would be
scenario
sexual abuse
okay
because I want to give him the benefit of the doubt that indeed he did not consent verbally. With us women we have to consent
verbally and everything, even if
we don't consent verbally, like if we are the one instigating
yes
whatever that's going on, then that's some level of consent, right?
Okay.
Now with men, this is my opinion, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You can disagree with it, but it's fine. I think when it comes to sexual harassment, it can happen.
Yeah.
It's not age bound.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to rape,
mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to say is going to sound sensitive or insensitive, but it's what I believe and I explain.
Yes,
so
please.
Just give me the time. It only applies to minor men or minors.
Small boys.
So for instance, I have a 13-year-old brother I live with. My brother is now developing. He doesn't, well, he has an idea about sex and everything, but he's innocent. Okay. But there was this time I chanced on him taking a shower and I saw my brother's penis, and it's not that of a 13-year-old. Okay.
Girl, what were you even like? I learned to give that little boy like some face.
I want to be very, you know,
honest
and raw candid about it, right? Good. It's not exactly. Obviously, me, I'm his eldest. I'm his eldest sister.
Yeah.
There's nothing. I don't even find him attractive. I mean, right? But I'm thinking if I have a friend come over,
yeah.
A female friend of mine, and we have female pedophiles.
Of course we do.
We have women who want to have.
They pray. Naive. That's the word.
Men.
Pray.
They want naive men. People who are virgins, innocent. Timid. In fact, some women. There are some women that, if you're a man and you tell her that you're a virgin, she feels like, oh, let me spoil you, because she likes that innocence. Like, oh, new shame. So there are women like that. So I'm thinking that if I have a friend of mine who's into fetishes like that and comes to visit me and sees my brother and instigates my brother to have sex with her, that's rape.
Yeah,
that's serious.
That you think that would count to
that is rape, because one, he's 13, he is not an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's rape. It's rape.
Okay,
but once the boy is like, let's say 18, 20, you've become a grown man. You're not a child anymore.
Yeah,
and a man who does it at that stage, at that age, if no matter what, no matter how old the woman is, if that man doesn't want to be eaten, he won't be eaten.
But doesn't that apply to teenagers as well? If the teenager doesn't want to be eaten.
No, so I'm saying, no, but like someone like
for
my brother.
For a 13-year-old.
Someone like my brother, Osa, meet me. I recently stopped caning my brother because sometimes he's stubborn, I like to cane, because I stopped, you know, because I feel like he's growing. I'm coming. He's my brother. Please, I'm disciplining him.
13, but doesn't have a 13.
He doesn't have a 13-year-old penis, but I can overpower him if me. God forbid, it's dirty to be talking about it. But if I want to have sex with a 13-year-old, I can physically overpower him and force him to have sex with me.
Yeah,
that's the point I'm trying to make.
Or be manipulative,
because osa, you know, on year, like me and the men don't pay more days saying it. So physically, in terms of age and whatever, I am stronger than him, so I can overpower him. But once that boy is like 20, 21, 22, now, Wadud, do you think you can force Wadud into sex?
Can he,
what if
he's link
into bodybuilding? And then she's stronger than
please,
him. Like,
please.
No.
So now
I don't
just
believe it.
You are doing what's the name? He's
hypothetically.
Exactly. We're not doing hypothesis right here. So I'm saying, like, you can't do, like, you're older than
Flintons.
We're older. Exactly.
Miss Ronald.
Arnold.
Eh?
I can't do that to Arnold. Like, he will kill me.
I think we should do it.
He will kill me.
Yeah.
And I even know I have heard of stories of a grown man
mm-hmm.
being, you know, forced to have sex by a woman, and he no go agree.
He no go, yeah.
He's running around, he's fighting the lady because he doesn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, if you're a grown man and you tell me that you've been raped by a woman
or sexually abused,
you love it, you loved it, you consented it, because if not, you won't even get an erection. Me, there's absolutely no way, if I don't have any kind of sexual attraction towards you, if you even touch me, my skin will crawl.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way I'm going to get wet.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you possibly going to even enjoy sex with me?
That means the person
you're probably
going
to use a spit or use a lubricant or something. You know what I mean? And rape me. I'm sorry. I'm being candid.
Isn't the same topic we are discussing?
Yes. Yes, you guys.
Okay.
You're crazy. You have crazy minds.
Right now. Please.
Do you know what I mean? But so yeah, when it comes to older men, I'm sorry.
You
cannot be raped. You cannot. And then they don't have an erection.
So don't you think that people, excuse me to say this, but who have, you know, a little bit of a mental situation,
uh-huh.
Or they are autistic, they are, you know,
okay,
or they have this, they are physically disabled, I beg your pardon, being politically correct.
Okay.
Such people cannot be abused.
Is vulnerable. So like a minor. He's vulnerable. He's the person, obviously, Oyari.
Yeah.
So, and you are, between the two of you, you are the one who is more sound, mentally sound and whatever. So obviously that would be rape.
Okay.
But I'm talking about someone like Martin. Then Martin, no, off a phone.
A friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ola Karenyali of Multimedia has raped me.
I feel like,
bro.
I feel like it's the society in which we find ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because this thing that you're talking about, a woman, you have to, if you do not have the same feelings, mm-hmm. or you would have to get wet.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have feelings for him, you will not get
mm-hmm.
wet.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have feelings for him, you
mm-hmm.
get.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing to men. If I'm not really into you like that and you are touching me, I won't get
erected. So if you get hard, how do we have sex?
But wait, hold on. So if you're not getting so sexually in,
aroused
and stuff like that, do you walk out or you still stay in the same room with the person?
Because when your thing is soft, it doesn't, it can't enter anywhere. So where is the rape? When it's soft.
Yeah.
Martin, why is it not really practical?
It's not practical, like, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. You can push them in. It will enter.
No, I don't think so.
Oh my God. Wait, hold on. Martin, let's be serious.
This is science. This is biology.
Let's be serious.
See, my body is responding to stimuli, to what you're doing. So I might be angry.
So there's an interest.
And I'll have just the blood rushing through like my veins.
No, it's not possible.
No, it makes sense.
It's not possible.
You are angry and you are getting an erection. You are angry.
Who's that? Very, very possible.
This is very, very possible.
Wait, hold on. Wait, we are live on Facebook. I'm very confused about what's going on.
You think we are fools, eh?
You see, people should send in their comments.
Guys, wait.
Sometimes, when we're arguing and we get angry, sometimes,
Let me. I'm trying to take hold of the conversation and let me come in. Listen, we're live on Facebook. I'm really confused by the men in the studio. Fly is saying that sometimes you get angry and before you know you have an erection. I just want to know how true is it. We are just asking because it makes it difficult for society to believe these things when a man is, how do I say it? Comes out to say he's sexually abused or raped, because I know men will go like this afternoon when we're having the conversation, somebody was like, imagine me stepping up to a police station and actually reporting it. Nobody's going to take me serious.
Isn't that mentally deranged?
Let me finish, please. Let me land here. So the thing is it us that we find it difficult to believe that men cannot be vulnerable at any given time in their lives for women to take advantage of? Or just that thing as Bema is supposed to be tough. So Bema men can... Guys, please, let me finish. Okay, men can't deal with it. Please, I need your messages. 0548-841-039. 0548-841-039. We're live on Facebook.
This thing here, let's not overcook this thing. Let's not overlook this thing.
Yes.
Like, rape is serious.
It's a serious thing.
Okay. Regardless of gender, it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you that now.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying something about when he's angry, he can still get an erection. Then it means...
No, angry by what like the specific act.
But get an erection.
Yeah, like let's say she's trying to have her way with me and then I get angry. Yeah,
chances.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, it's not possible.
Hey.
See, Fly.
Yes.
Me sitting here, if you don't have a single interest in me, I'm not your type. Nothing. Like, nothing about me excites you. Like, you see me as a... And you're men like... When you're... Oh, are you attracted to every kind of woman?
Oh, no.
Exactly. So, if you don't have a single, like, interest or feeling for me, no matter what I do, you're not going to get aroused.
That's true.
Even more when you're angry, you are never going to get around.
It's just going to piss you off.
He would get pissed. He would actually even want to beat me up or something.
Yeah.
Because like, are you mad? Are you retarded? But once I'm touching you, and you're saying, "Oh, don't do it." Well, I know we shouldn't be doing this.
We shouldn't be doing this.
Bro, it means
you're not listening
at least,
to me.
Even
you
if that
doing this, and you are still doing
it. It means that even
I don't
if
want it,
even
see.
If the feeling is not there, 30% feeling there. See, some likeness there.
Okay, there was a video that went viral, I think a few days ago, and this this power actor where on a live stream a young teenage girl grabbed him
his dick.
His
ooh,
Noella, I forgot that one.
I'm sorry.
Wait, take that back. You know, on live on the podcast, he got groped. That's the right way. Okay. He got groped down, in his private area.
Yeah.
You could tell the look on his face, the discomfort.
Yeah.
And everybody, there was this outrage of the girl, you know, what happened and stuff. And I know a few men have gone through that situation where I said, women are, you know, Diago. Let me go to the guys. I said, you know, Diago, then a woman will spank you on the butt just grope you anyhow. Like, Martin, isn't that abuse or it's not, you like it?
It's harassment.
No. I think it depends on who is doing that.
Exactly.
And then where.
Okay, who and where?
Yes. Yeah. I think if we are alone, I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine us being in the office or studio and something like that, I wouldn't feel comfortable.
It's disrespectful.
Yes, so that I can't allow, I wouldn't allow.
But would you term that as abuse, sexual that, abuse?
No, harassment. I don't think it's abuse, it's harassment.
Yeah, that's sexual harassment.
Yeah, I don't think it's cool to
abuse
do that.
Abuse is the action itself, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you give me such signs that unya obeye dia, then I also we'll look at the where and the when, and we can.
Yeah, I can give you. Say,
we
I can give you myself to.
We can
rape
collaborate.
Me.
Yes,
obeye, and I'm. I don't have the same feelings for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why will I give you the chance?
So the who and the where.
That okay, the that's the who and the
and
where.
The where.
Okay.
Noella, oh wow.
You allow yourself.
I will gladly. Rip me. Rip me.
So you see, so is it because of these statements, Fly, is it because of these statements that make it difficult for society to what's it called, to believe us when such situations happen?
Yeah, because see, even if you don't get erected and this something like this happens, and you don't, like, you have people saying that, oh, unya bema, you can't even narrate it to your friends. You can't tell your friends. You can't report it to the authorities, because there's a perception that when you report this to the authorities, the same people would laugh at you. They would chastise you, like, ah, Charlie, oh, like, unya Guyana. But you know, there's that perception. So you find it hard to want to tell other people that this is a situation you've gone through. See, there are a lot of young guys who have gone through this. They only talk about it when they grow up, like when they get to, like, they're like maybe like their 40s or 35, yeah. That's when they talk about these things. But these things are real. Men get raped, and then when we come out to talk about it, we are not taken serious, because we are expected
boys get raped.
So the men get, exactly, boys get raped, and there are other men that also get raped, and like he says, like the autistic ones, or maybe the ones with a little bit, you know, the feminine men,
the physical,
they also, yes, I was about to, the feminine men, they also get taken
raped
advantage
by men.
Yeah, by other men.
It's still rape. Rape is still
rape. Is still rape, and I don't think it's
rape. Is
no, it's
still
a different thing,
rape.
You know.
That's.
Are we talking about women raping men? Or men raping men?
It's everything.
I think we are limiting it to just the both sexes.
Let's change it.
Like, we are limiting
it. Because that one is very, very
possible.
Yeah, that one is
very, very, very possible. And it's happening.
Yeah.
In fact, that one there, I'm sad.
Yeah. But then with women raping men, Charlie, a bad thing.
They should rape us.
The reason why we say that we men, the reason why we say that we women, rather men can rape us, is because, you see, I am physically, how do I say, pay my stature right now. If you look at me, you look at Fly Nemo, my boy, you would think by my stature I should be stronger,
be able to overpower him, yeah.
But Fly Nemo, my boy, can overpower me. Simple. Uh-huh. So women are more vulnerable.
Yes.
You know, more vulnerable. We are even more vulnerable to drinks being spiked and all of you. If I spike your drink, once you are off, if I touch you, you won't get an erection. Because your mental whatever is not there.
It's going to sleep. It's,
exactly. You're sleeping. So you are in a crowd connected to Utediano. And you hot.
Let me bring some of the messages in. Martin, there's one that you need to read personally.
Yeah, we'll let you read it.
Yeah, we'll let you.
Yeah, we apologize.
Yes,
to all of you that are triggered.
On behalf of everybody, like Martin, like I said, you. Yes, I'm really sorry that I've been there before, so I know why I kept saying that. Yes, I almost got raped myself. She attempted to force herself on me for about 2 hours. Being a married woman, she violated one of my personal principles, which is to avoid any involvement with married women. Despite her efforts, I resisted and eventually pushed her off. Michael, I'm really sorry you had to go through that.
I'm glad about that.
Like, you see, like what Noella said, if he's not interested, he'll push you off.
Do everything, fight if you don't want it.
Yeah.
And she's trying to force,
what if you
like,
do that
anything
bad happens, like sometimes
that,
that's what we are trying to
men,
avoid.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's why
avoid
just
men
like
physical
you,
with them.
Just like you, this is sensitive, but I don't mind sharing it because I think that people would relate. I almost, when I was a child, I almost got like raped as well.
Yeah,
but it was my mom's technique. You know, when you're when you have a good mom and takes you through a lot of it's helpful. She told me that in times like that, I can pee. I did a big one.
Oh.
I don't want to be
you know, I don't exactly, but and that was the only thing that saved me.
Oh God.
And I didn't only just do it. Like, after doing it, I scattered it around his bed and everything. So
good girl.
You understand?
Yeah.
So he had no...
It will put him off.
Exactly. He was so pissed, he had to just send me out. And that's how come I was able to, you know...
Escape.
You know? So, yeah. If a woman is trying to force herself on you and, honey, you don't want it, fight her. Beat her up.
Oh wow!
Or something?
But who will believe you?
So whatever you need to do to ensure that you're not raped as a man, if you really do not want to, please do it.
Report it.
This one says,
because people won't believe.
Yeah, Pagan's law: a man cannot be raped. The law, as it states in Section 97 of Act 29, the Act of Criminal Offence defines rape to mean the natural carnal knowledge of a woman or a female who is 16 years and above without her consent. So if specifically says a female. So it specifically says a female. So by definition, the law says that if it is only a female who can be raped. That's Kay in the US. Good to hear from you. That's Martin's personal message to read. Good afternoon. I'm Jehovah from Old Ashom and Pure Water Estate. Now please ask the lady, what if the man is drugged and can do something to the man? The last time I said it is like going to the police station to report that you have been raped, and the officer will look at you a certain way.
So I'm saying that if you're drugged, your cognitive features aren't sharp at that time. So, and I know that, I mean, biology, and obviously since we're all adults, experience will let you know that
it's not gonna work.
A man's erection is based on your mind. Yeah. So if your mind is put to sleep, how are you going to get an erection?
It's not possible. But there are drugs that can help you get an erection.
Then I'm not aware about those.
There are certain spike drugs that will get you.
So what, Viagra? They're giving you Viagra or what?
Sexually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good afternoon. I hope you and your panelists are doing good. You see the way the lady is doing Sergio Ramos's job over there. Even when it's a serious issue, that's how funny it looks when you go and report it. So a lot of men feel ashamed to voice out. We still got men who get raped in their homes just because it be the woman taking care of their home. If the man is not ready and you do it automatically, it's rape. Whether mature or underage, Kofi Sperry inside.
Sometimes you have no choice but to be erect. You just have no choice.
And so you
just
have to be like, Hold on.
Look at this scenario that he just painted.
Yeah.
That she's taking care of the home or the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then she rapes a man.
No, relax. You're not reading it right. He says she is taking care of the home and maybe wants to have sex. The woman wants to have sex. The man doesn't want to have sex.
Mood.
How is that?
I need
some in-depth. I need to call somebody.
The law also states.
Bro,
let me bring more messages. It says, long time I heard from Martin. Is he in the studio? Cute son. This guy needs to relax and still hope to meet someone who loves him. Okay.
Hey.
Who loves him for who he is. It's just a matter of, I can't stop laughing. He's so funny.
He
shout out to Martin. They're laughing at Martin. Good afternoon, Sweetna. In Ghana, rape is defined as carnal knowledge of a female of 16 years or above without her consent. Section 98 of the Criminal Act of 29 of 196 below 16 years with a female or male is defilement. So with a female or male below 16 years is defilement. It's not even rape. When it comes to a grown man, it's sexual harassment. Thank you, Lion. Nana Famous, National Protection Unit, Kabunya.
Okay.
Good afternoon to you, Nana. Hi, I'm Aben. Men don't attach feelings or emotions to sex. It doesn't matter whether I like you or not, or I'm angry. The moment his eye sees something, he can have sex with you. Noella, you are wrong. Men are not born like that.
So how am I wrong? He's
agreeing with a fly that he could be angry or not if he decided to take off your clothes, and it's what
bro,
he wants.
Bro, that's a lie. I'm telling you now. I'm telling Eben, it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
If a man doesn't want to have sex with a woman, he's not going to have sex with a woman.
Yeah,
that's true.
No, you see,
come on. Sometimes let's call a spade a spade. Let's not, being sentimental.
When a man is on heat, it doesn't matter even if it's a mad woman, sorry to say.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We only realize what we've done when we are done.
So there's an interest there. Do you get what I mean? If he's on heat and he wants, and you see a mad woman and you want to go, you have an interest in a mad woman. That's how we are able to go and have sex with her.
Hey,
and that's someone that say, more when you're erection, it has the mind of you people want. Yes. No, I don't believe in that.
This one, let me go to X real quick. Yeah, and then Jayla Grams says, because women are comparably louder than men. Mm-hmm. And Young Wally Camp says, gender expectations. Men are often expected to be the protectors, not the protected, making it difficult. Making it difficult for them to acknowledge their own victimhood.
Mm.
I think this, look, from
that's why I said that. Now, I think people aren't listening. I'm saying there's rape. Men can be raped.
Yeah.
But the ratio compared to the women is low.
Yeah.
And men getting raped happens more when they're boys.
When they're underage, when like you're defilement. Boys, yeah.
And, you know, you haven't built, like, you are vulnerable.
Yes,
you are vulnerable. Like, and I use my own brother as an example. My 13-year-old brother. Yeah. No pain in Jesus. Maybe some person, God forbid, person may rape 13-year older. I can, because technically I've developed more than him. But like a grown man, and I've used even. I won't even use Martin. I've used Flying Nima. I can't rape Flying Nima boy. No. I can't rape him.
Who said you can't rape?
I can't rape Flying Nima boy. Technically, like, let's look at this logically. Yeah. Let's stop attaching emotions and whatever. Look at this logically.
Like the last person said, men are looked as the protectors, not to be the protectors. So it doesn't
whether
really
you tell. Like it or no, women, we're vulnerable people. We're loud with our mouths and whatever and what have you. But in terms of power, when it comes to like men and women, energy and power and everything, we're very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Very, very vulnerable.
Let's be honest about that one. Men are naturally, you know, stronger than we are. And after having kids
I'm done talking. Bye-bye. Yeah,
but thank you so much for your input. But after having kids and stuff, that energy that you had, you don't have it anymore. But on a more serious note, I like to, apologize to whoever was triggered by any of the things that was said that sounded like a joke, but it's a very serious thing. And for me, I think we should be able to overlook certain things that men do. Like, you know, certain things that society, not men do, society does. And let's take everybody serious, because anybody at all at any given point could be, you know, abused sexually. And then we need to be careful and understand boundaries and people's privacies and stuff like that. It's very, very important. Men are human too. And thank you for bringing this particular law in effect. How is it even possible that you say that a grown man cannot be raped? I need to understand more. We'll do an investigation. We'll come back for part two. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Big shout out to Fly Nemo Boy, to Martin. Martin, please come and read something. Big shout out to Arnold and Ziggy in the car, DJ Fantastic. Oh, one more thing. Women attach feelings and emotions to sex unless she likes you or she's in need of something. But for a man, erection is just seconds. Even if he doesn't like you, he can still have sex with you without any feelings or emotions. Rape is a sexual activity most often involving sexual intercourse against the will of the victim. This should be through force or the threat of force, or with an individual who is incapable of giving legal consent because of a minor status, mental illness, mental deficiency, or intoxication. Most fully grown men enjoy being raped. Oh, especially when there's a full erection ready to penetrate the woman in question. Women don't rape minors, they abuse minors. These are some of the separate issues. Noella is right. Thank you so much for sending me that. Thank you so much for this. But as we have this conversation, we're going to have it again. And let's be more sensitive towards other people. If it's a no, it's a no. If he doesn't want to be around you...